Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine. Let's throw your hands up in the sky.
Yeah, baby, we are back. KIRP Radio, we are in the house, baby. It is time to do it again. I hope you got your alarm clock set. If you're taking a nap, get up. If you're watching football, put it on pause, do something. It is time to jump the show off, baby. KIRP Radio, I am your host, Pudgy, a.k.a. P-Real, WMMG, 103.1 FM in the Triad, and 560 AM in Washington, D.C. Showing love to everybody who's been supporting from day one. They're back at it again, baby. We got some good topics today. We had a good past few weeks. Callers are lighting up the board. I see everybody's ready. We got a contest we're going to do. A lot of information to get out, man. And I hope by the time the show ends, somebody is enlightened. Somebody is feeling good. And I don't know, maybe you learn something. This party started
real,
right.
Real gon' recognize.
Just a few minutes. Still got people coming in from all over the globe. I got 336s on here, 252s, 917s, 210s, 757s. It's too many to name off, folks. It's way too many to name off. I just appreciate you all taking your time out with your boy Pudgy. We're gonna get started. Few things I want to say to put in your head before we get the show rolling, before we get the show going and we get to talking about things is number one, don't ask, don't tell. I'm not going to tell you where that comes from. If you got your computers on, I want you to Google it. Hopefully, you already know where that comes from. So don't ask, don't tell. Something we came up with last week because we know that this issue truly is about race and race relations and this, that, and the other. That's dealing with race and the American people and the foreign people or anybody in America. We're dealing with race in America. Part two, by the way. That's the name of the show. Forgive me for that. So another thing to put in your mind is when a blank man or a blank woman does this, I want to say what? Think about that for just a second. Think about that for just 1 second. When a blank man does this or a blank woman does that, I want to say this. That comment is stemming from race relations in the sector of us having white or black friends or Arabic friends or my man Taliban, I think I'm going to put him on the spot again, but I'm not. White or black friends or Arabic friends or African friends or listen, America is a melting pot, and that question, that comment, stemming from me, myself, knowing a whole lot of different people, people that are so different from what I grew up around or even people that I kicked it with, not meaning just white or black, I mean a whole variety of people, race, creed, and religion, whatever you may have it. Sometimes when you have, let's just say different, when you're dealing with a different person, who's not like yourself, who's not like your family, who's not like what you're used to. You kind of want to ask a question. I know I want to ask the question, but you don't want to come off wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm very vocal. I'm one of the most vocal people that I know. Of course, I'm going to say that, right? But I'm one of the most vocal people that I know. So with that said, I almost say anything. I don't aim it to hurt anybody. I don't mean to be disrespectful. Everybody that knows me know my number one rule of life is no disrespect, period. You know what I mean? I demand to be respected, and I demand to respect another person. I'll never disrespect anybody on purpose. So once again, I'm gonna read the comment again because when I go to some callers, I want you guys to elaborate on this a little bit more. What I want you to do, I want you to ask me the question that you would like to ask your partner, your friend, your coworker, your boss, the guy at the store, the lady at that store we go to with that takes too long to shop at that I won't name, the food lines, the whatever. I just want you to ask me the question that you would like to ask them. For example, some races of people eat things that we all eat, but they cook them different. Like a friend of mine likes a bloody raw steak. If we go out to eat, he'll tell the way that, listen, put it on the grill, turn it over, flip it, cut the hoofs off, and then put it on my plate. I don't care how much blood is on it, and I love it. That's what he says. I don't know any black people that eat steak like that, frankly. Now, be it as it may, I'm pretty sure there are a black race of people who like their steaks flipped over, bloody in the plate, blood dripping all down your chin while you're trying to eat. And that's nasty, man. Hold on, man. I'm sorry, man. Jay, that's just nasty. I don't care what nobody said. There's nothing good about a bloody damn steak. Or is it? And I would never know unless I asked the question. And that's not a question I have asked yet. So back to the comment. For those of you, I see a lot of people are logging on late. Welcome to the KIRP radio show. Keeping it real with Pudgy, WMMG, 103.1 FM, 560 AM in D.C., 103 out the triad. What we're talking about is race relations and asking without going into detail, asking the uneasy question. That's what we're talking about. When a blank man, and the statement is this, when a blank man and a blank woman does this or says this or acts this way, it makes me want to ask them what? All right, so that's the second thing on the agenda. The third thing on the agenda is unemployment. I wish I had a round of applause. You got to add me a round of applause on here, Taliban. I wish I had a round of applause button so I could get some clapping going on, some yay. But we're going to clap in here in the background. Round of applause to President Obama for signing the unemployment bill or the tax bill also. That's going to keep a lot of money in you guys' pockets who are going to file your taxes. Because let me tell you, if the Bush tax cuts would have ended, and I am a Democrat, let's be clear. I'm not trying to shoot down President Bush, but we'll get into that. I'm sorry, President Obama, but we'll get into that in a minute. I stand for right. But that's going to put a lot more money in some of you all's pocket, and it's not going to tax us to death, and we're not going to lose some of the money that we thought we were going to get. So kudos to the president for passing that tax bill and also signing that unemployment, that six-month unemployment extension that we so needed in the United States. So that's something we're going to talk about. Another thing we're going to talk about, speaking of President Obama, how is he doing really this far? Do you believe truthfully that he's carrying out some of the promises that he made while he was campaigning? Do you believe he's falling short? Do you believe he's doing just about right? I know we see all sorts of polls from all sorts of news circuits all across the nation that ask the question, this percentage of Americans feel that President Obama is not this and President Obama is not that. Listen, we ain't going into all that. I could care less about your percentages right now when it comes to that. Let's be clear. When it comes to that, I could care less about your percentages. I want to know from the people who work every day, who has to pay bills all the time, who sometimes have to say, man, maybe I shouldn't pay this bill. I'm sure all of us has been there. Maybe I shouldn't pay this bill right now so I can buy this for the kids for Christmas, so I can get this for the wife or the husband or this person for Christmas or this holiday or this birthday or to fix the car or to pay for something that in the house that needs to be fixed. But anyway, I'm talking to you folks who know what it means not to have $25,000, $30,000 in the bank. I'm talking to you all, and I'm asking the question, how is the president doing thus far in his presidential race? WMMG 103.1 FM in the triad, 560 AM on your radio dial in Washington, D.C. We are streaming live. I'm still in North Carolina, baby. I'm loving it. My man Taliban over there, or a.k.a. John. I'm sorry. Let me call him John, because some of you guys, if this is your first time listening, they're going to be like, what the hell is he talking about? Taliban. That's my man. That's my radio man. That's my sound engineer. He's got us crispy clear down here in North Carolina, so I do not have to travel to D.C. every weekend, and I love it. Appreciate your help, John. Taliban, a.k.a., and that's just what it is. But 619-638-8559. And if you don't know, call up a friend, get them to call on, log on with us, and let us know what they think about the show. We want their opinion, too. We got some nice gifts to give out. We got a few things, a few more things that we're going to talk about that's not on the agenda that we're going to touch bases on. Got a sports correspondent coming over from Charlotte Sports Today. He's going to talk about it. He's also on the Access TV channel. We're going to talk to him and get his opinion on some of the big things that's happening in sports today. WMMG 103 FM 619-638-8559. We are KRP Radio Show. You can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/KRP Radio Show. On Twitter at symbol at KRP Radio Show. We are live on the web thanks to my man Taliban and our sponsors. We are the temp site up, and that's KRPRadioShow.com. Check that out, man. There's a few things on there. I really don't know what's on there right this moment. Don't have time to get on the computer to check it out, but I will just shortly because I got to take some we're going to take some callers. We're going to take some texts. We're going to look at the Facebook. We're going to look at the blog and see what's happening. But there's so many ways to get in touch with us folks out there. And let's move right along. Don't ask, don't tell. We're going to talk about the don't ask, don't tell bill. And I don't know if you all are familiar with what's going on or what has happened and where we are today with the don't ask, don't tell bill. Let me be frank about it. First of all, I do not care what your sex life is like, what you like, what you want to do in your bedroom. I don't care. I got nothing to do with it. That's your business. It is what it is. For right or wrong, it is what it is. You're responsible for that. Okay? Personally, this don't ask, don't tell bill, in my opinion, and I wrote a letter to the, president too, and I plan on reading that off to you all at towards the end of the show. I got to get my hands on it. See if you can get that letter for me, baby. And I'm gonna see what you guys feel about that. But the don't ask, don't tell bill is in a nutshell, is a bill for gay and lesbian soldiers, if you will, to come out in the open. At one point, it was, I don't know, I guess it was hitting. It was hidden in a sense where you couldn't come out of the closet, so to speak, or there was nothing you could, you couldn't express that you were gay. Or I really don't understand the extent of this bill or how much more important it was than bringing our troops home or how much more important it was than taking care of this unemployment situation that we got going on. I don't get that. And I really don't know why this was so important for the president to push all of a sudden. It seems to me that we got more serious things going on here, and society is already a mess as it is. I mean, we got things going on in America with our dollars. It seems like our dollar's deflating. We have the amnesty bill that's right here at bay that a lot of people believe that, hey, when you move to the United States, if you get here, you should be able to stay here, and we don't care what you say about it. Frankly, in my mind, if you commit a crime, you commit a crime. And from where I'm sitting, pardon me, I needed some water for a second, but pardon me. From where I'm sitting, if you come into this country illegally, forget all the hoopla about who was born here and had a baby and did this and did that and this many people died to get here and we did this, that, and the third. But in my mind, where I live and where I work and where I drive and where I spend my money in the United States, and where you all live too, most of you all, we got some international callers, CIC, Canada, a couple other places in the Midwest, in Middle East, I'm sorry. From where we stand, if you go out and commit a crime, if you break into a store after hours, for example, no matter how you get in there, whether they left the key in the door, and the police come and they ask you, what are you doing in the store after hours? And you clearly say, well, I got money in my pocket, and I was going to buy these things so I can make a better life or a better future for myself tomorrow at work. I was going to buy this bread and this sandwich meat, this turkey, and so I can make me some turkey sandwiches for work tomorrow. And the store was closed, and the key was in the door. So I walked in. But here's the money, by the way. Well, to me, that's the same comparison of people outside of the United States that make it in, and once they get here, they're asked the question, well, why did you come to the United States? We all know why. They came to the United States. This is the free world. This is the best country in the world. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I know we got some issues. I know we're corrupt, too, in a certain way of certain things that we do when it comes to the United Nations and the whole world scope of things when it comes to war and espionage and all this, that, and the third. But we're talking about what's going on here. And I don't think it should be legal for anyone from any country to come here and stay here and live like we live and not, let's say, I don't care if you're paying taxes or not, frankly. But I think there should be proper channels that you go through before you can stay here and be called a legal citizen. Now, that's going to touch a lot of people because I know people from all over the world who aren't legal. Hey, listen, I still love you. Ain't got no love, ain't no disrespect. But at the end of the day, you're wrong. Right? Right or wrong? Let's go to a caller in the G-Borough area. Look like you want to talk. I see the hand lit up. In the 336-994 caller, you are on the line.
Hi, Pudgy. This is Shanice, and I'm calling from the borough.
Shanice, what's up, baby?
Not much. I wanted to comment on the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Please do.
Okay, me personally, I don't have anything against your sexuality because what you do, like you said, is your business, right?
Business.
And also, as you said, there's a lot of other things going on that we need to focus on as far as trying to get the troops back in America safe and unharmed. Like, my thing is, exactly, but my thing is, whatever you do in the bedroom, like you said, we're all consenting adults, and if that's your, what you choose to do, this is what you choose to do. So my thing is, what's the big issue about it? And I'm straight as you can get. You get what I'm saying? But it's just, I mean, we see it every day. I mean, now it's coming more popular, but it is what it is. And it's going to be what it is.
Here's a question, right? Here's a, well, comment. Let me see what you feel about it. But for some reason, Mr. President, Congress, the Senate, I don't know. I mean, there's some things that's behind this that I could go on and elaborate about, but I'm not because it takes too much time and it's too in-depth. Those are the real reasons why he signed this bill. There are a few more things. He actually had to sign this bill right now. All right, let me just get off on that. Let me ask you this question before I go into a political rant here. Was it really an issue, though, that no one knew? I mean, could you go to the Army barracks and just assume by looking at folks that no one knew who was straight and who was gay? I mean, was it really that hidden that we had to pass a bill? And was it killing somebody inside that they couldn't come out and say, hey, I'm straight or I'm gay? Does it really make a difference to put it out there?
No, it doesn't. But I think if it's coming up from, you know what I'm saying, like the higher people, they probably wanted to know. But like I said, it's nobody's business. I mean, and then not necessarily if they feel like they're going to be treated differently anyway, whether they pass the bill or not, who's to say that they're going to come out? You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people of same sex, they do really get discriminated against. So if they feel like they're going to get it against them, then why come out and even say that, yeah, I'm gay or, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, but we see it every day.
Well, me playing antagonist, I also got to ask you this question. So since I just asked you basically, does it hurt? Did we really have to do this right now? I mean, was it really your purpose? Someone else may ask you, and like I'm asking you now, does it hurt that it did pass? I mean, is it killing you that it did pass? Does it bother you the bill passed?
I mean, it bothers me that they're thinking about that versus trying to get them back home safely. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's other things that we should be worried about besides what their sexuality is.
True indeed.
I mean, that could just wait for, that's another topic and another time. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's other things that we need to be focused on. First of all, the economy within itself, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Let alone what somebody's sexuality is. What they do in the bedroom is their business or wherever they, you know, even out in public. I mean, they serve our country, their country, or whatever. They do it well. So, I mean, just let them do what they're going to do.
No doubt about that. I feel you 100%.
I mean, I don't understand what the big deal about it is. It's everyday, not trying to be funny. It's everyday people that don't go out into the Army and serve. They're just as gay as they come or however the case is, and it's not a big deal about them. So why should it be a big deal about the people that are serving our country, whether they're gay or, you know, straight or however, whatever their sexuality is. It's just what they choose to be. I mean.
I happen to agree with you. But I don't know if everybody agrees with us. All I know is there's about 100 and I can't tell how many more lines are lit up. and we're about to add somebody else because I think we just pissed somebody off. So good talking to you, baby.
All right, you too. One love.
One love. You're listening to KIRP Radio Show with your host, Pudgy. 619-638-8559. Phone a friend. If you're on Twitter, hit us up at KIRP Radio Show. Going to the 904, baby. 904 coming to you. We got like 8 904s. Let me just say, I'm not screening, folks, so I got to call out part of your number. I hope you don't get pissed off at me. 904-314. Caller, you are on the line.
Florida, I just want to give a shout out to the Pudgy. It's your boy, Tim, and in Jacksonville, bro.
What's up, Tim? How you, baby?
I'm good, man. I just had to hit you up and listen to what you're doing on the show tonight, man. You know, times are hard, so you know, I just had to pop it on and see what's popping up here, man.
True, man. You've been an avid supporter, man. I appreciate you supporting down there, man. I hope you're passing the word off to people because we sick of all this. A lot of people been writing me email, and I'll read a couple off by the end of the show. But a lot of people saying, I'm sick of all this buffoonery, man. Every time I listen to the radio, all I hear is somebody laughing or somebody joking or picking on somebody else's misfortune. So,
yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you supporting the show, and I hope you let other people know, man, that we don't have time for games on this side.
I hear that, bro. I hear that. Yo, so, good luck to you, man. Doing your thing, yo. Keep doing it. No,
Tim,
I got to
ask you this question, though, Tim. I can't let you go without giving your fair shake, man. What do you think about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill that was passed? Basically, that was a bill, if you ain't hip to it, so gay and lesbian people in the armed forces can have equal rights to come out of the closet if they like to. What do you think about that?
I feel that it's okay, man. I mean, everybody got their own personal, everybody do whatever. I think it's okay, man. That's all I can say about it, man. I mean, people got to live their life, man. They got to do what they want to do in life. You can't stop because they're gay or they're lesbian. Hey, if they want to serve the country, and it's much respected, I mean, that's all I can say about that. You know?
And it is,
I mean,
what it is.
It is what it is. It's well respected. I mean, if they got the heart to do that, and, hey, it's all good to them, man. It's all good to them, man. I can't knock nobody for what they do or what they are. So
I agree with you on that. I definitely don't knock anybody for what they do and what they are. I think the problem that most people are having with this is that there weren't gay or lesbian people picketing or even asking the question or even that had a problem with the way things were set up because it's come a long way in the military. I think people are talking about President Obama's timing doing this thing. I mean, it's a lot of screwed up things going on in the U.S. right now, and I think his timing is so off personally. Now, do I care that the bill was passed? No, not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, not really. I have several gay friends, coworkers, associates, family members, people I kick it with, lesbian, whatever you want to call it, and I don't care. That's their sexual preference, and that's how they feel. That's what makes them happy. Lord knows I want you to be happy. But I think the man's timing was off, and I don't think anybody was screaming for this. What do you think, Tim? Was there a big problem that you could tell or that you heard about?
I mean, not really. I really don't. Government side of it, man. I mean, it's a lot of stuff out there that we just don't even know about what the government planning to do with America, man. I mean,
amen.
They're gonna do what they want to do, regardless of what the real people have to say about it. What people have to say about it. Period, man. Because I know that from the election of what it was 2002 against Bush. Bush down here, man. That was crazy down here. And after that, man, I just feel the government gonna do what they want to do, regardless of what the majority of people have to say. I mean, it's what they want to do, man. That's all I can say about that, man. I mean, they're going to do a lot of crime, and they're going to do a lot of things that's just not right with people. They don't sit right with people, but, hey, that's the government. It's going to go on until we gone. So, you know, just have to deal with what they're going to shoot at us and live with it. Because, I mean, you really can't. You can fight it, but, I mean, when it boils down to it, the government controls America. And it's gonna stay like that. It's not gonna change. Even though, I mean, Obama, he's gonna do what he think is right and to help other people and to make other people feel good. And the government just it's totally like messed up in a way. But you know, I'm not gonna go that far on it because it's I mean. I mean, it is what it is. We just got to live with it and just thank God for the day. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can really do at the end of the day, man.
Hey, man, I definitely hear that, thanking God for the day. That's a big one. Tim, I got one more question before I let you go, brother, being that you spoke your mind so freely, and I appreciate that. But the big topic of what this show has been about for the last two shows, this is actually part two of race relations, right? So last week we were talking about it, and we had some good conversations with some good folks. And this came to my mind, right? Have you ever been in a situation, or do you know any race of people where you saw them do something, or just one particular person that's the opposite race? And you wanted to ask, have you ever wanted to ask the opposite race a question that you thought just didn't seem right coming out of your mouth, but you really wanted to ask so bad? Is there any question that come to your mind about that? And if so, I want you to ask it right now, as if I'm that race or I'm that guy. You can ask me right now, P, why black people like peanut butter and rib sandwiches? You don't know about no black people eating no peanut butter and ribs. That's just a hypothetical question, but what you think?
I mean, I don't really have. Right now, I mean, I really can't think of a off-the-wall question to ask him, but, I mean, see, man, I love all races. I really don't get into, like, what people don't like or what they do like about any race. You know what I'm saying? So
No. Hold on, Sam. I didn't make it clear, because you know how I get down. I click with everybody, too. I rock with everybody. Yeah. I'm multicultural as they can be. I might be white somewhere down the line. Actually, I got a white aunt. But anyway, we're going to move on. What I'm asking you is, despite how you feel about them, I'm not talking about from the negative standpoint. I'm talking about, let me make this clear for all the callers. Let's say you're chilling with your homeboy and it's a white dude, right? Y'all just kicking it. And people are just different. White, black, Chinese, whatever. People are just different by culture. So maybe you're going to their house and they may be eating, raw beef. And sees that like it's beef. You understand what I'm getting from? So it would make me wonder, like, man, do y'all always eat stuff like that? Like, why would y'all eat raw beef like that? Can't that hurt you? So that's what I'm getting at. It's more of a comical aspect, if anything. But you know, sometimes, man, you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings, or you don't want them to feel like, you know, you don't want them to tell you that you're a racist or something like that. You don't want them to feel that way about you, so you don't say anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just got one. I know this Chinese cat, right? And I just wanted to know, why do Chinese people eat the rice out the same bowl? That's the only question I got. They eat out the same bowl. One bowl of rice feeds the whole family. Why do they do that? Why do they eat out one bowl? That's all.
Like everybody, like backwash or something, drinking one drink, right? Check it out, Tim. I appreciate your call. I like that one, man. All these questions are going to go on the blog, and we're going to put them up, man, and I hope a whole race of people will just come on and answer these questions and not take offense to it. You know, the whole goal is to unite a one nation of people, unity for all people for good, you know? So that's my goal, and that's why we're talking about stuff like this, so you won't feel uneasy to ask that question maybe one day. You dig?
I feel you, bro.
Appreciate you calling, Tim. We moving on, brother.
No doubt. All right, big up, man.
Peace. So, Like I was just telling Tim, folks, it's and just for you folks who are just logging on, man, I see we got, look like 670 more callers, man. We are up to 1,700 online listeners and callers, 317 callers. I appreciate everybody showing love and spreading the word out. We're KRRP Radio, keeping it real with Pudgy. I am your host, Pudgy. On Facebook, you can hit us up at facebook.com, KRRP Radio Show. Twitter at KRRP Radio Show, and on the web www.krrpradioshow.com. We're going to go to a commercial, folks, and we're going to come right back with more questions and more phone calls. Are you home for the holidays or looking for something to get into?
Well, let's party. DJ and Franco, party kings from Wide Awake Bar. That's right, this time in Wide Awake on December 25th. Wilson, Rock City, G-Baby. What about Goldsboro?
Y'all, this train called all the way from Wide Awake, Wilson. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I want to also invite you all to come out and party with me and my partner Franco on December 25th. Heels Restaurant, located on Highway 301 in Wilson. It's going down major, very grown, very sexy.
On, on for my titty, I put on for my for my city. Put on.
Yeah, that was my man D-Train and Franco, Party Kings out of Wide Awake Wilson. I know some of you all are like, what the hell is a Wide Awake Wilson? But that's my home. That's where we got a lot of 252-919-910 callers calling from. And I appreciate your love, so I'm always going to show that home love. So for you all folks that's calling around the world, just bear with us as we do that. Greensboro, North Carolina, Burlington, North Carolina, you are in there. Somebody just told me on the blog that you don't give any shout-outs to where you live at. So you're always talking about Wilson, and you don't even live in Wilson. So I'm giving a shout-out to B-Town, giving a shout-out to the G-Borough, and shout-out to everybody else out there all over the globe. We are talking about a few things on this show. Mainly this show is based on race relations. This is part two of race relations, and there's four little feature things that we were talking about and that I'm going to ask each caller that calls on the show. I'll give everybody their time to shine. Listen, I'm not hard to get along with. We are a company. We do advertise. We do charge folks for advertising. But when you get on the line, folks, because I show so much love, take your time. Listen to the question that I'm asking. We'll talk about the question for everybody to listen to. But give your business a shout out, man. That's why you on the radio, man. We got all these people on here listening, 317 online callers that are dialing in. Listen, folks, give your business some shine. If you work hard in your business and you're trying to do your thing, make sure you give your business some shine. That's what we're here for. That's what you're calling for. Your time is one of the most valuable things in the world that you own, and it was God given to us. Here are the topics again for the people who just called in. But first, I got to give the call letters, and we are KIRP Radio Show, WMMG 103.1 FM in the Triad, 560 AM in Washington, D.C. That's where we're getting all the love from for the listeners. Also, Access TV, we're doing it kind of big. We'll be on TV in Raleigh real soon. Delayed broadcast, of course, so you guys look out for that. Anybody who's advertising, make sure you give us a shout-out. You can hit up Marcy at KIRPRadio@gmail.com. Get your advertisement on the show. Get your word out so some people can start coming to you all and buy some of your products. The topics of the day are Don't Ask, Don't Tell. President Obama proposed a Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill, and it was voted for. So the bill will pass once he signs it Monday when it comes across his desk. I was privy to get a letter from the DNC, that's the Democratic National Party, and he was speaking on that in that letter. I'm not going to read that letter. I'm going to read my response to that letter that I wrote to the president, that I plan on sending to the president, and crazy national media outlets. So if you hear anything different than what I read, it's a lie. I'll be the first and foremost to tell you that. The topics are Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The other topic is when you have a race or a different nationality of friend and they do something or you see something that's different from what you experience or what you're used to or what you're accustomed to, what question do you want to ask? So, in essence, the question is, what would you like to ask a different race or a different nationality about something that they do that you're not used to? Another thing we're going to talk about or that we're discussing is we got a couple more unemployment checks. I asked for a round of applause. Y'all clap with me. Yeah, round of applause, round of applause. Y'all sorry over there, man. I got people in the studio with me. They won't even clap. Anyway, they're working, though. They're working. They're trying to keep the sound right, crispy clean and crispy clear for all of you callers and all of you listeners out there. President Obama signed an extension to unemployment compensation, and folks who are unemployed and are getting unemployment checks that they have worked for, you are going to get an extension. Aren't you happy? It's Christmas time. That is your Christmas gift from the President of the United States and his constituents. We're also talking about, since we're speaking on the president, we're also asking the question, how is President Obama really doing thus far? Is he doing a good job? Is he doing the things that he said he would do? How would you grade him? I don't care about the percentages and what CNN puts out and what Fox puts out. We're only interested in what KRRP putting out. And this way, I know we're going to hear it from the real people that work every day, that has a job. There may be a couple millionaires on here, but they grind for theirs too if they listen to this show. I pretty much know that. And you guys are the people who I want to hear it from. I don't want to hear from the news polls. I want to hear from you all. If you think he's doing a good job, I want you to tell me, hey, he's doing a good job. So those are the four things that we're talking about. WMMG 103.1 FM. If you just dialed in, make sure you tell a friend. 619-638-8559. Caller from the 252. Let's kick the first 252 call off. 218 caller, you are on the line with Pudgy. Two five two, 218, you on the line. You got your thing up too loud though. I can't hear you.
What?
You on the line, caller? You just said so what?
Oh, what up? I'm
gonna check in. Oh, I believe you just got cut off from that caller. Yeah, we just got cut off from that caller. They are off the screen. We're gonna move right along to another 252 caller. 252-304. You didn't push the button. I don't know if you want to talk, but I'm gonna put you on the spot. Caller, you on the line? 252-304. You on the line? What's up?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm so good tonight. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I would like to comment on President Obama and First Lady.
Please do.
I would like to say that they were, I don't know if you all are aware, but our pastor is working with Michelle Obama. Well, she has spoke with her, had a conference call with her, trying to get her down here to Wilson to kind of encourage all single mothers, all mothers that are struggling to make it.
Wow.
With it being tough right now, with the recession going on, you know, I don't know if a single mother ever comes out of a recession, because as long as it's history is just repeating itself, it seems like we need that encouragement. So with our pastor being able to get this call through, and God working through her to get this message to single mothers to let us know that we can still make it. We can still do this. You know, it's hard, you know, but we're going to make it, just because, you know, it's kind of like this is just ongoing. You know, it's something that has to stop. You know, we can't change it. Now it's getting to the point where it's even harder for our males. You know, it's even harder for black men now to even make it, because they're taking all the jobs away. And, you know, and hopefully that there will be a chance where President Obama will be able to come down here and speak on behalf of men as well. So right now, with our pastor, Evangelist Taylor is now arranging to meet with, First Lady Obama to set it up to where a lot of single women can come together. And, you know, it's not just about a Million Man March. You know, we need to have a Million Woman March, you know, for women, you know. Because we're all, you know, we're just trying to come together in the community, you know. But I'm going to give you that date, and yes, about, you know, which you'll be here.
Okay.
That's still in the. Is there any way that I can have a number? Because I don't have your number. I'm calling up someone else's line. But I was listening to your, you know, to listening to your station and listen to what you were talking about, and I'm like, I need to comment on this, you know.
Yeah. First of all, I want to ask you. Well, write this down. I don't know if you have a pen, but you can look us up on the web. You can hit me up. There's a million different ways to talk to me, Facebook or whatever. Whatever's easy for you, I'll give it to you. Let me know. But first, I want you to get your pastor's name out there, because in my book, I believe in praising those who do positive things always. So please get your pastor's name out there, Evangelist Taylor. I did hear, but I would love for you to be a little bit more specific, so the people in the Wilson area can know who this is, because when I was there, I had the liberty of meeting a young lady who said she hadn't found a church in Wilson that she could go to. And I know this is not church connection, it's not love connection, but please give that positive information if you would.
Yes, sir, I certainly will. That is Evangelist Kenandy Taylor in Sanders Chapel, Smithfield, North Carolina.
Smithfield, North Carolina. You guys hear that? Smithfield, North Carolina, Kenandy Taylor, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Shout out to you, Evangelist Taylor, and I think that's a big move. I think that's real B.I.G. I would love for you to have the date. Put me in touch with your pastor or whoever I need to be in touch with. We'll push it, we'll broadcast, and we'll make sure this thing is B.I.G. And I promise you, I'll be there as long as my schedule is not a problem.
Okay, Yes, sir.
All right. KIRPradio@gmail.com is the email. Send me an email and let me know what you have. Okay, love?
I sure will.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So on a whole different level of commenting, I think this caller, I think it's safe to say this caller feels like the president is doing some big things because or some good things. Because I know I've never, ever in life heard of someone from the surrounding area where I'm from touching out to the White House and requesting the White House to come down and having them even consider it is a B.I.G. thing in my book. I don't know. You guys be the judge. So I will say that was a positive thing right there. That was a positive call. And she didn't go on to a couple of the other topics. But, I felt good about that call. I don't know about you all, but I felt beautiful about that call. I thought that was a wonderful thing. KRP Radio, 103.1 FM, 560 AM DC, 619-638-8559. We're going to go to a whole nother. I'm sorry, no. Let me back up here. Let me back up because I made you all a promise, and I got to stick with my promises. I'm sorry for the other lights that's lit up. We're trying to keep up. I'm going to keep going. We're going to move a little bit faster in the second half of the show. But right now I have to go to another 252 caller. And I think this is the caller that got cut off. Was this the caller that got cut off? Okay, this is the caller that got cut off, I believe. 252-218, caller, you are back on the line with Pudgy. 252-281-218, you're on the line, caller. Okay, maybe that's not the caller. Maybe they don't want to talk. Maybe they're just listening to the show. Whatever the effect is, I appreciate it. We can go to another 252. Anybody on the list? 111, 252-991, caller, you are on the air. Hello, you're on the line with Pudgy. I just heard you breathe. All right, they don't want to talk either, so we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. Let's see if I can get a caller from a whole different area. We're going to go to the 646. Caller, you are on the line. Last four, 2059. Talk to me. Hello? 646, caller, 2059. You on the air. You want to say something? Okay, these people don't want to talk. They didn't hit the button anyway. I was just picking people at random. So, moving right along. We're talking about the don't ask, don't tell. We got a bunch of people on the line who don't want to talk, and that's okay. We're speaking about race relations once again. Last week we went into the conversation about what races could do for each other and what would the benefit be of a one unity world or one unity America, to say the least. A lot of people called in and said that they didn't believe we could change this thing. Some folks said that this thing would never change at all. We would always deal with race. We would always have race issues. I don't know. Personally, I think we almost got this thing whooped, as some of the old folks in my family would say. We almost got this thing whooped, boy. And I kind of feel the same way. I think we almost got this thing beat. I think we're working on it. Things are looking up. And if God bless, you know, one day maybe this thing would be so small it would never be an issue worth talking about again. At least I hope that, and I am very optimistic. We're talking about President Obama, how he's doing really. I mean, what is he doing really? And how do you feel about the progress of the president today? I know when he was running for office, there were a lot of promises made. He campaigned on a lot of things. He campaigned on college. He campaigned on the regular household, the common man and the common woman and children. He commented on health care, making health care accessible to everyone. And for good or for bad, a lot of things we haven't seen in my mind. So I'm reach out to all the callers just so I can see what you guys had to say about it. Let's move to a whole different part of the world. 917, you are on the line. 9970, you are on the line. You want to talk to us?
I'm Tamidi's Anna again.
Uh-oh, it's the relationship expert, Anna. How are you, Anna?
How are you? I'm sorry. I just tuned in because I was on the conference call, you know, I'm preparing the trip to Los Angeles, and now that I have all these meetings, everybody wants to come with me, and I'm like, where were you all when I was talking to you about, you know, working hard to secure those meetings? Everybody was like, well.
We'll talk about that when we get on the West Coast, and I don't want you to put that out there because you know who you work for. We can't talk about that on the air.
Right. Okay,
and I don't screen calls, but you're going to be biased, and I already know because you work for Oprah and Deepak. So I want you to be as honest as you can, if you will, love, if you will, about the progress of President Obama first.
Well, you know, I'm part of the New York Women Leadership for Obama, and we were the second group who raised the most money for President Obama when he was a candidate. So I'm an impartial. I'm not very objective when it comes to President Obama because I'm such a phenomenal fan of his. I think that a man who can be such a great father, a great husband, and a great president is like what I think the people are a little frustrated because it doesn't appear at first to dwell down directly into our communities. Like, a lot of people are still unemployed, and they don't understand. You know, at first, President Obama gave a lot of money to the bank and told the bank to give it to communities.
Right.
And the banks didn't do that.
Right.
So it's not the president's fault. It's really the bank's fault. For college education, they were supposed to help more and make it easier for college students, in particular minority families, to apply for college loan and all of that and bank a loan to go to college, and that has not really translated.
Right.
So I think people are a little restless because they don't see it in their everyday life.
Right.
And I think that's like when you married, you loved your husband or your partner, but you tell them every day to take the garbage out, and they might forget a couple of times. President Obama inherited a huge amount of garbage, per se, you know, symbolic garbage. And
okay.
He had to clean house of a lot of stuff before he could build a new foundation. But, you know, they just passed the law for the don't ask, don't tell, which is brilliant because there's a lot of brilliant minds in the military that couldn't go in the military because they were part of the gay and lesbian community. And so he's doing a lot of great things, but it's just I think people in the communities are frustrated because it appears that the unemployment is not changing, that the jobs are not getting there. But I think it's a temporary illusion. It will, in 2011, everybody's going to be in love again with President Obama.
I hear that, Anna. Everybody's going to be in love again, you say. Well, Anna, let's go out the political sector for a minute, and let me ask you this question right here. How do you feel about, well, again, you know what? I almost don't want to ask you, Anna, because, again, there's going to be a bias because you were married to a black man and you have a biracial child. But let me say this, all right. Is there anything that you've seen from a different race, maybe your friend, maybe a coworker, or maybe you just happen to be in a Japanese person's house, and is there something that they do on a regular basis or their everyday life that you really wanted to ask, hey, you know, what is that you're doing? Because you've never seen it before.
Yeah, for example, well, you know, you said, for example, one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You said that I work with Deepak Chopra, who's from India, and we, sometimes we film, we walk in the streets, and a couple of times there were people from his country that are very well-dressed, you know, like, appear to be executives who have adapted to the American lifestyle.
Right.
And they run after us, like they run after us talking the language Hindi, the language you see. And when they reach us, they always get on down and they touch his feet, Dr. Chopra's feet.
Right.
So the first couple of time I didn't say anything because I don't want to offend anybody, so I don't ask questions. But then the third time, I couldn't resist. I say, why do people do that? Why they run after you and then they go down on, and they really like bow down and touch your feet?
So, yeah.
So he has a very funny sense of humor. So he looks at me and he say, well, they like the color of my sneakers. And I look at him like, well, I have bright sneakers too. Nobody runs after me and touch my sneakers. So he said, no, it's a tradition people have, but I really, you know, he has to respect it because otherwise people would be too offended, but he doesn't, my understanding is that he feels that he's putting people in a position of inferiority, and that's not necessarily, I feel, I cannot speak on his behalf, but it's not something that he really upheld to people because he feels everybody is equal spiritually, right, and in the human race. So there's a, and I was asking all these things because I'm supposed to travel to India and I don't want to offend anybody because everybody has different traditions. And so, but there's so many things that people do that don't make sense to other cultures that are, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Anna, let me ask you this too. You don't have a problem with the gay or lesbian people, do you? Lifestyle of folks, do you?
No.
Well, how do you feel about the don't ask, don't tell right now?
Well, you see, all of that stuff, to me, anything that happens between two consenting adults is really fine with me. I don't judge people at all for what, you know, when my daughter was little, some people would spit at me and call me the N-word lover. One time somebody spit at her.
Wow.
And I was so devastated because that was 20 years ago.
That's the hardest person that could spit at a child just because his skin color is a... And Natalie's just a little bit
you don't
dark
know.
To say. She could be a tan white woman personally, but you wouldn't know the difference. It's amazing that someone could hate a skin color that bad.
Was, but you know, one time, Natalie's godmother is a gorgeous young black woman who used to sing backup for Aaliyah.
Right.
She looks like you know the lady in Roger Rabbit, the cartoon. What's her name? The very pretty. What's her name? In a black version of that lady. What's her name again?
I have no idea. Roger Rabbit was not on my radar when I was old enough to be watching Roger Rabbit.
No, the very voluptuous cartoon character, the woman. And my daughter had she was like 8 years old. And she had an old math teacher, a white man, was very racist. And he had put all the minority children in the back of the class and all the white kids in the front of the class. And I told all the minority children, black, Latino, Asian kids, that they would never, people like you never amount to anything. And that destroyed my daughter and mathematics relationship. And she was crying every time she had math. And she would say, I don't want to go. And I was like, what's the problem? And then she finally broke. She didn't want to tell us because she knew we would overreact. But we did. So her godmother, who had single nails that were long like a highway, and at the time was driving a Bentley and was very elegant, we went in there and they had to restrain us because she was screaming at the math teacher saying, you said what to my goddaughter? You said
but
what
to
my goddaughter?
How does that affect you today? How does that affect you today, Anna? Because I know, you know, speaking on today, if that was me... That would make me feel a certain way today. So I'm just wondering, does that make you feel biased any today? Does that make you really not like a certain race of people? Or did that just affect you for that person?
No, a certain individual's behavior. Because to this day, my daughter, and she's 20 now, my daughter was so traumatized by this guy that... In college, the one thing she excels in everything else, the one thing she struggles the most with is mathematics. But it's not a brain thing. It's just an emotional issue.
Absolutely.
And that's what I always say to a lot of people. I think our children, interracial and minority, you see how the way they've been teaching mathematics and science? We do not know. Nobody, when they were putting those tests, I used to ask, what are the demographics? Because I was a compulsive mother. I was at school every day. The principal was like, walk away every time he saw me because I was like every day there in the PT, everything. But I used to, all the tests that they do to our children, I used to ask, what is the demographic component of the people who have created those tests? And I used to tell them, I want the list because I can guarantee you that there were very few minority people in the people who have created those tests.
Wow.
So they keep telling us our children are lacking behind in mathematics and science, and I keep telling them we need to redo the way we are testing with the more demographic that represents today's society. Those tests were created many years ago, and they do not apply to our children today. Our children learn differently today.
Well, you know what? A lot of things are outdated, Anna, and that's one reason why we have a show like this. So the new people, I'm going to call it the new people. I don't mean old people don't have an idea, but I think the new people, which are younger adults, I think they have a better idea of this race thing. I think they're doing a better job of it. They're showing the progression of it, and they treat it, I don't know, they don't go at it like a bull. I think younger adults are more open-minded about the whole race issue. Hey, Anna, it's almost halftime, and I got to go to a break, but I got one thing to ask you before we go, and I need you to answer to that really quick before we go into the commercial roll and roll into the sports thing. You know what that is?
No.
You don't know what that is? You don't have a clue?
What is it?
I'm waiting for you to tell me. You don't know what it is?
No.
Do you tell them what show you love, Anna?
Oh, Keeping It Real with Pudgy.
Thanks, Anna. We'll talk to you, babe.
I'll talk to you soon. And remember the sponsor thing.
Yes, sir. We on it.
Okay.
Let Alicia Keys people know I'm down with it. We'll talk about that offline, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, one love. So talking to Anna, whom also put all my little business out there, but it's all good. I love Anna. I love her stories. I love her spirit. Anna is one socialite. She's an avid supporter of the Keeping It Real with Pudgy show, and I love to just let her go on and talk about her stories. I can sit there and listen to her for days. But right now, we are KRRP Radio Show. Facebook, hit us up, facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. On Twitter, @ KRRP Radio Show. On the web, KRRPRadioShow.com. And we got a blog right here on the page. So if you got a comment, you don't want to say it over the phone line, log on. Make sure you log on and give us your comments. 619-638-8559. We're going into a commercial, and then we're going into the sports role. We have the professional Charlotte Sports Today sports correspondent. He's going to give us a take on some of the big stories of sports today. We are KRRP Radio.
Are you home for the holidays or looking for something to get into?
Well, let's party. DJ and Frank Over.
Party Kings from Wide Awake are added on. That's right, this time in Wide Awake on December 25th. Wilson, Rock City, G-Baby. What about Goldsboro?
Don't do this train called all the way from Wide Awake, Wilson. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I want to also invite you all to come out and party with me and my partner Franco on December 25th from 10 to 3 at Hills Restaurant located on Highway 301 in Wilson. Come on down, Major. Very grown, very sexy.
Sports.
Go Shawty, it's your birthday. Go Shawty, it's your birthday. Go Shawty, it's your birthday. We go Shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday.
Go Shawty, it's your birthday. Now let me stop. It's birthday time. Gotta give a shout out to everybody who celebrated a birthday on my friends list on Facebook. And some Twitter folks, you know. I think mostly Facebook folks know about the birthday roll, but and anybody who wrote the station. But check it out. First of all, I gotta give a shout out to anybody who's celebrating a birthday today. So I'm gonna start with you all. And it looked like the ladies dominating the list. So I'm going to start with the fellas. Shout out to my man David Estrada. a.k.a. the champ. Shout out to the doctor, a.k.a. the master, a.k.a. as known as Jerry Michael Rhymes the Great. Shout out to that man. That's a good dude right there. Moving on to the ladies today celebrating a birthday. Mika Parker, a.k.a. Mrs. Parker. Christy Davis, Hugh Ann Eatman, Precious Walker. I got you, girl. Lisa, First Lady Ruffin, since you made the list. What's good with it, baby? Also, I want to give a special shout out to an affiliate of ours, holding down 102 Jams in Greensboro, North Carolina, 102.1 for you all that don't know. Shout out to my girl Roxy, MC. Look her up, yo. Go to the 102.1 site. Look her up. Wish her happy birthday from P Real Real Hot Records, KRP Radio. Moving right along to everybody else who celebrated a birthday this week. Denisha Barnes, Chris Harris, Rashawn Bunch, Eric LaFlan. Shout out to you, cuz. I like how you changed your name. We'll leave that low, though. Miss Thorne, Brandy Ham, you in there. Quentin Whitley, Sonya D. McRoberts, you made the list. Susan Jones, Minister Roderick Ward. Shout out to you, cuz. You're doing big things on the ministry tip. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Play Ray Tracy J, bringing all those plays and the comedy events to Wilson NC. Shout out to you, girl. I'm sorry, to the whole Eastern North Carolina. Shout out to Renee Richardson, Willie Wooder Jr., Truly Single. Won't put your real name, but that's what you got, baby. Tanya Campbell, DeJuan, my big brother, Williams, a.k.a. Marquise. What's up, baby? You on the list, baby. What's good with it? Keisha M. Cooper, Marquisha Ellis, Fran McDuffie, you on the list, baby. Sid Murphy Jr., you are on the birthday list. Happy birthday to all of you all. I hope it was a beautiful birthday for all you all who celebrated your birthday earlier this week. And to those of you who celebrate your birthday tonight, today, all day, today is yours. Don't forget, man, your birthday come around once a year. To you who tell the truth. So celebrate your day like none other. You know what I mean? Today is your day. Shout out to you from Real Hot Records, KRP Radio, WMMG 101.3. I'm sorry, 103.1. Get my stations mixed up, man. I do so much work. I'm all over the world. I'm on TV, I'm on radio, but it is what it is. It's my bad. Shout out to everybody, man, from our whole network. Real Hot Records Entertainment from P Real. Check it out in the NFL. We're going to go over these scores real quick, and then we're going to get down to business. Right now, the Packers versus the Patriots. The Patriots are up in the first quarter, 7-3. The Cleveland Browns loses to the Cincinnati Bengals, 19-17. McCoy, 19 for 25, 243 yards, 2 touchdowns. As Carson Palmer was 14 for 23, 209 yards, no touchdowns. I think what won the game was Cedric Benson. 31 carries, 150 yards, 1 touchdown, as the Bengals are now 3-11. Moving on to one of the most classic games of all times, and always have been, probably always will be, the Redskins versus the Cowboys. I can hear the Cowboys fans going off right now and the Redskins fans grumbling. Both teams are 5-9. The Cowboys are 2-6 at home. The Skins are 3-4 away, as the Skins benches Donovan McNabb, but they lose in that benching process, hoping to improve their season. The Cowboys win 33-30. Rex Grossman, 25 for 43, 322 yards, 4 touchdowns on the day. Nobody saw that coming for the Skins, as Kitna is still balling. 25-37, 305 yards, 2 touchdowns as Dallas is now 5-9. The Tennessee Titans over the Texans, 31-17. Matt Schwab, 35-54, 325 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kerry Collins, 14-24, 237 yards, 2 touchdowns as Johnson had 24 carries, 130 yards, and another touchdown to add to his list. I don't know if y'all saw it today, but Snoop Dogg came out with a Peyton Manning song and dance. That's right. Snoop D-O-double-G came out with a Peyton Manning dance. And I guess it helped because the Colts needed a win, and they got it. 34-24, Garrard 24-38, 294 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Jacks, as Manning was 29-39, only missing 10 strikes, 229 yards, 2 touchdowns on today. Kansas City versus the Rams, as KC is 9-5, one of the best starts they've had in a long time. They win against the Rams, 27-13. Castle was 15-29, 184 yards and 1 touchdown, as Mr. Bradford, Big Check Bradford, 21-43, 181 yards. The Bills and the Dolphins. Now, this is a crappy game right here. But anyway, the Bills win as they're now 4-10 on the year, 17-14. Fitzpatrick, 16-26, 223 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jackson, 15 carries. My little boy could have done better than this. 15 carries, 36 yards, and no touchdown. Sir, you need to sit down. Henny, 33-45, 276 yards and a touchdown. As the Eagles versus the Giants. Folks, the Eagles scored 3 points in the first half. You understand what I'm saying? The score was 24-3 in the first half. Now, I don't know who your MVP is or who you're voting for or who you're pushing for. I'm a Carolina Panther fan myself. But my MVP vote goes to none other than Michael Two Flash, Two Furious, Two Quick Pit Bull Vic. Mike Vic, 21-35, 242 yards, 3 touchdowns passing while also having 10 carries. That's rushing the ball for you folks who don't know. 130 yards and 1 touchdown as a QB. That's spectacular. As they win 38-31, Manning 23-39, 289 yards. And Manning got busy with 4 touchdowns. He did his thing, but they could not stop Michael Vick in the second half. That man has my MVP vote. And when they stand up to give him a standing ovation and chant MVP, I'll be doing it from home or from the studio or on the plane or wherever I am. The Detroit Lions finally get another win as they are now 4-10 on the year, 23-20 versus the Buccaneers. The Cardinals loses to the Carolina Panthers. This is another crap game. But I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, so I'll take that win, 19-12, as we get that W. New Orleans Saints, 24. They lose to the Baltimore Ravens, 24-30. Atlanta kicks the Seahawks butt, 34-18. The Raiders beat down the Broncos, as the Raiders are now at 500. Best start they had in a long time, 39-23. The Jets beat the Steelers. That was a tough defensive game, 22-17. And finally, the San Diego Chargers, 34-7. Monday night game will be the Vikings versus the Bears. Vikings at home, and I don't believe they will have Mr. Brett Favre. As we go over to Charlotte, speaking to our correspondent over there in Charlotte from Charlotte Sports Today, Chaz, you are on the line, baby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to let you know I still have the videotape of you guys picking the Carolina Panthers to make it to the playoffs, too.
Hey, you got to watch that, man.
I got it uploaded on YouTube on Charlotte Sports Today on YouTube, and picking the Panthers to go into the playoffs. I'm pretty sure you want me to erase that somehow, but I still got it.
See, folks, you see how it goes when your boss on your TV network tells you he's going to post a video of you picking the Carolina Panthers winning the Super Bowl. This is my show, and I still can't say what I want to say. But anyway,
yeah.
Be that as it may, I'll stand beside my Panthers, and we'll be back next year.
It's you and Jerry Richardson right now, because I think John Fox is out the door, and I think Jerry Richardson sent out an email, a letter to the fans, I believe, 2 weeks ago, saying that he apologized for all the rough play. So you and Jerry can stand beside each other out there on the Panthers field.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that, and I'm an avid supporter. Hey, how do you feel about this Amar'e Stoudemire thing? Let me switch over to the NBA for just a second, if you will. And I don't need a professional opinion. I want more of your personal opinion. Since Amar'e Stoudemire was transferred or traded to the Knicks, he was more like transferred out of there, but he was traded to the Knicks are having a more old John Starks, Patrick Ewing-like season. What do you think about that? Is basketball back in New York?
I think so. I think they've been out of the playoffs since, I believe, 2004. And just seeing him get back in there, it seemed like he's rejuvenated life into that team. I think right now, if the playoffs were to start today, we always like to use that phrase in sports, if the playoffs were to start today, I think they would be in the number six position in the East. So
that's
not bad, you know, not being in the playoffs for the past, you know, 6 years or something like that.
Sure. It's been a long time for Knicks fans, and I know they are very uneasy. They are ready for some things to change in New York. And they're also thinking about another thing that's been on the buzzing block with sports, being that we're both sportscasters, sir. I've heard that Carmelo Anthony is requesting a trade, and I don't know if they're going to get him this season or next season. How do you feel that will – do you think that will put them in the top premier teams versus, like, the Miami Heat to help them make it out of the East?
You know what? He's gone through this a couple of times these past few seasons where he's requested to trade out. You know, just go ahead and get him out. I'm all for athletes if they're so disgruntled. Just let them go ahead and leave. You know, you gotta pay the price every now and again, but just let them go if you think it's best for them.
I agree with you, and that's something that the Redskins should have did with Donovan McNabb. A Hall of Fame quarterback that was benched, also put in the third spot at quarterback. And I don't what's the buzz going on around the professional polls about Shanahan benching McNabb? Is he really out of there?
I think so. I think it's going to have to be McNabb has to leave. I don't think Shanahan is on that short of a leash. But I think Donovan's out of there. There's going to be a couple of teams looking around for him, I think, coming up next season, if there is even a next NFL season with Minnesota. Minnesota looking for a quarterback. Miami is going to look for a quarterback. I would put the Panthers on that list, but Panthers right now are going after probably Andrew Luck for the draft.
That's the word on the street anyway. I couldn't wait to ask this question, man. I love to talk about it with the homeboys, or I talk about it on the show here and there, on the street, in the barbershop, but now I have a professional on the line who has some inside track to what's going on in the NFL. What is happening with Michael? Is Michael Vick the MVP, and are they going to sign him to a bigger contract? Please tell us, sir.
I think so. If I had a cast a vote for MVP, it's got to be going to him. Michael Vick is having a terrific, there's hardly any words to describe it, having a great a year so far. I believe that right now they're topping the NFC in offensive production. He's come back, I think, right now, again, the old adage, the old phrase, if the playoffs started today, they would be right now in the number two position in the NFC. So Michael Vick, you know, this is a dream season for Michael Vick right here in the Philadelphia Eagles fans, because that NFC is so wide open. It can take the playoffs and probably easily go through whoever comes their way. So
wow.
I wasn't that big on Vick myself, you know, things that happened to him, but you just got to take your head off and give him all his props, because he is putting it down on the field for him. So Michael Vick, MVP, Pro Bowl, and I don't want to jinx him saying they're going all the way to the big game, but that NFC looks like they can go through it with no problem. So they won't be making any vacation plans coming up February, middle of February. So we can see them down the Lone Star State.
Well, we're on the line with Chaz from Charlotte Sports Today. This is KRP Radio, 619-638-8559, WMMG 103.1 FM, 560 AM. Being that we were talking about, since that you mentioned the Super Bowl, I wanted to ask you, what do you thought about, what are your picks for the Super Bowl, and what are sports bloggers and broadcasters talking about right now?
Mercy, I'm a Jets fan.
Uh-oh.
And earlier this year, I could have had them going down there. I'm not so sure now, but they put on a great performance versus Pittsburgh a couple of hours ago, and they got me believing again. It's sort of hard to say the NFL is so wide open when it comes to their playoffs and how they do stuff.
Right.
I don't want to say it because I don't like them so much, but you got to put New England up there. They've got to be close.
Wow.
You can put them in there. Atlanta and Philadelphia, I think those are the two teams going to the NFC Championship right there. So putting that in, maybe you might see a combination of Pittsburgh versus Philadelphia, maybe Atlanta versus New England or something in there. I can't nail it down. I'm not good at these predictions, and I don't want to put myself out there, but I'd really love to see my Jets up there.
Yeah.
Versus maybe a Philadelphia, maybe Atlanta or something like that. But I don't want to make predictions and you start re-racking the tape on me.
That's right, because I got my man Taliban over there, my man a.k.a. John the Assassin, got his hand on the record button, and I was waiting for you to put your foot in your mouth, sir. Huh?
On the take.
Too late. We already got it. One more question, I'm going to let you get out here. I won't hold you too much. I know you have a show later tonight. What are the bloggers saying about Brett Favre and what's really going on in Minnesota with Brett Favre?
I think Brett Favre, it was said earlier, I think earlier in the month, season, that I think this is it for him. Brett Favre's an Iron Man. 297 games, I believe, consecutive games. You can't take that away from him. You can't take away the Super Bowl ring he has. You can't take away all the accolades from him. I think it's to me, it's over. But, you know, in the past, you know, second that I said that, you know, he could change his mind 3-4 times because it's already been done.
Yeah, we are familiar with that.
Yeah, I think he's over. I think he's done. It's been a great career for him. And plus, there's two other things riding on this outside of him. The NFL, their lockout situation next year. Does he want to wait around another two seasons to get back in it? In Minnesota, I think Minnesota, two things going to happen with them. They're either going to stay in Minnesota or they're going to L.A. We all saw the Apocalypse Now roof collapsing, the CGI roof collapsing on the Metrodome.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. We had an ESPN correspondent talk about that last week on the show. Listen, I don't know if you can speak on the topics of the show professionally, but I'm going to ask you anyway, and I'll just do a real quick roll. I'll ask the questions, and I just want you to give your response real quick. Don't ask, don't tell. What do you think?
Yes. Thumbs up.
A few more checks for the unemployment. Was this a good pass? And the tax bill signing by President Obama, good or bad?
I think it's good, but they got to get the deficit down, and this doesn't help that much.
And speaking on President Obama, how is he doing really, in your opinion?
I'm a supporter of President Obama. I think what we're seeing right now is the difference between campaigning and actually governing. And that's the problem. Sometimes the flowery words, they're good, but when it comes down, when you're in those meetings, it gets really tough, and sometimes you got to compromise. And I think he's right now, what's going to happen next year, he's going to become a better president because of the structure now of the Congress. So he's going to be better after this, just like Bill Clinton was.
Okay.
Did.
And last but not least, have you ever witnessed something that you wanted to ask a different race of friend, but you did not ask them because you didn't want them to make them feel uncomfortable? Or maybe you didn't feel comfortable asking. And if you do have a question, I would like for you to ask me.
Gee whiz. No, because I'm pretty straightforward a lot of times when it comes to things. So I normally just go out and ask, you know, in a joking manner. But, yeah, I'm usually pretty straightforward, and, you know, I'll make a – do it humorously. But, no, I've always been pretty straightforward with folks.
Chaz, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you corresponding for us. And take care, sir. We hope to hear from you again.
Will do. Thank you. You got a great show going on.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
All right. Take it easy.
take the first caller, buzzer, hit those ones. The first caller you see to hit those ones to speak, you will.
The first caller to hit those ones to speak, you will be the winner. KRRP Radio, 619-638-8559. We're going to take a winner right after this commercial break. We are KRRP Radio.
Are you home for the holidays or looking for something to get into?
Well, let's party. DJ and Frank Kohler.
Party Kings from Wide Awake Bar.
Added on B.
That's right, this time in Wide Awake on December 25th. Wilson, Rock City, G-Vegas.
What about Goldsboro?
Don't
do this train called all the way from Wide Awake Wilson. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I want to also invite you all to come out and party with me and my partner Franco on December 25th.
Put on, put on, I put on for my city, put on. Y'all know I put on for my city, don't you? I think everybody know that by now. I definitely show love to my city. So speaking of showing love to my city, I am so sorry that the winner did not come from the 252 area, but the winner did come from the 336 area code, 5380. You are on the line, and you are the first caller. Who is this?
Shanice.
Caller, you on?
Shanice? Yes.
You're the first person to hit that one, baby. You're the winner.
Thank you.
You know what? You win two tickets to the party in Wilson, North Carolina, December 25th. I don't know if you know how to get there, man, from the Eastern area, but Wide Awake is in the house, courtesy of D-Train, okay. Franco, Party Kings, and you also win a T-shirt complimentary of Real Hot Records, and you also win bottle service complimentary of KRRP Radio. Who are you going to take with you, Shanice?
I don't know. Probably my homegirl, Jamie.
Your homegirl, Jamie. Shout out to Jamie,
yeah.
Too. Jamie, you're going to be in the house. D-Train and Franco, they're going to definitely take care of you. They're going to definitely take care of you all, so I want you to hang on the line. You got to give me your info so we can get everything sent to you. Tell them who gave it to you, baby.
Keeping it real with Pudgeon. That's what's up.
That's what it is. Have a good night. KRRP Radio. KRRP Radio. We are WMMG 103.1 FM 560 AM, and we are back, folks. Talking about a whole lot of different things. I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties earlier, just a tad bit for you live listeners that are in the D.C. area, but I see the line is buzzing back up and you guys have been on, and I really, really, really appreciate you guys staying on the line with us and doing big things, helping us set this milestone. We've been talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I'm trying to eat candy while I'm on the air, and I know that's a no-no, but you know how us folks do sometimes. That was very stereotypical of me, wasn't it? But anyway, we're talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I'm asking the questions to everybody about President Obama passing the bill about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which basically is saying that any gay or lesbian member of the armed forces now have the right to come out of the closet, so to speak, or now have the right to let it be known. I hate the come out of the closet term. That's something I got to change because to me it just sounds kind of weird, you know, the coming out of the closet, this, that, and the third. So we're going to say that they have the opportunity to be open about their sexuality now. I think that's probably the proper way of saying it, and I apologize to anybody who made it. Maybe I've touched their feelings by saying the out of the closet thing, because you're not coming out of a damn closet. Closet got nothing to do with it. I'm going to get fined by the FCC if I keep cursing. But I'm trying to hold on to it, folks. Please don't feel no way about it, because a curse word is just a word to me. It's a figurative way to speak sometimes. Anyway, we're also talking about race relations. And we already passed the part of racism. We're past the part of talking about who did what to who and what it meant, and from the beginning what it meant. We're past that. So now we're at the point of being uncomfortable or being comfortable around people from different races. So I'm asking you all to please share with me something that you would have loved to ask someone of the different race, someone that maybe you know that you chill with, or somebody you kick it with on a regular basis, or maybe a coworker or something of that nature. I'm asking you all, what are the questions that you would have liked to ask them, but you don't feel comfortable asking? So that's something that we're putting up on our blog, and we're going to go to the Facebook page in just a minute and get what some of the callers were saying about that and share those with you. We're going to also go to the email. We're going to share those with you, and we're going to go to the KRRP radio show page, and we're going to share some of that knowledge with y'all and let y'all know what's going on with this, because a lot of people have a lot of different questions. And just like earlier, I made a reference to a friend of mine who I'm not even going to say rare. He likes raw steak, okay? And this is not a black gentleman. This is a biracial gentleman. I won't tell you what biracial from what races, but I'll tell you he's a biracial gentleman, and he loves raw steak. Now, to me, a raw steak is just nasty. I got no love for eating a straight-up raw steak. I want mine cooked, almost burnt some of the times. I do like a little bit of pink in the middle. Ain't nothing wrong with that, I don't believe. But, hey, I don't want any crazy stuff going on, man. I don't want to be eating with you know, blood coming down my mouth and this, that, and the other. But he loves it, and it is what it is. So I have asked him, you know, why do you like your steak like that? And he said, man, it's just my dad did it, and I do it, and I can eat the steak better. So I don't know. We're also talking about a few more checks for the unemployed. President Obama signed the extension. Round of applause in here. Can we get some more claps in here? You guys suck. My whole studio suck. But anyway, President Obama signed an extension for unemployment compensation for the unemployed folks who are on what we call unemployment. And he signed an extension, and I think that was the proper thing to do. Unfortunately, it's going to, again, make the deficit go up. Personally, I believe that we should have used some of the stimulus money that are just sitting there waiting to be used, because in my mind, once you take a loan out, you use that money before you take another loan out. And that's exactly what the government did. They borrowed money from us. Please be clear about that. Anytime they start mentioning taking a loan out or printing more money, that's coming from us, folks. Yeah, that's right, because we got to pay it back. That's from us, our children, our children's children, and their children's children's children probably, before they could ever get this deficit clear, unless the dollar turns into the numero. But that's a whole nother topic. By the way, I got something for y'all to Google on that. Look up George Sorensen and numero. George Sorensen, numero. All right, follow the money. But anyway, so we're talking about a few more things, and we're also talking about how President Obama is doing so far. How is he really doing? Going to the Facebook page, see we have a comment here, actually on my page, but I'm going to read it off anyway. And this comment was from Jerry Nelson. And Mr. Nelson says, first off, I rate Mr. President Obama a C+ for all that he's dealing with in America. And his question would be to the Hispanic community on the West Coast. You know, if you got West Coast callers on here, I'm sure we do. We're worldwide. Why do you Hispanics feel that African Americans on the West Coast should give a damn about your illegal family members and friends when your race has prevented African American blacks from keeping a job? He reiterated when he came back down and he said, and getting a job, keeping them, please make sure it's said correctly. So I guess he was saying that it's preventing people when they get a job, it's preventing them from keeping their jobs. I hope that's right, Mr. Nelson. I don't know if you're on the line, but I'm reading what you wrote, brother. Also, he said, because Hispanics will have a field day if I said that correctly. And then he said, Merry Christmas to all you and your family. Happy New Year. God bless. Maybe we need to go to the lines about that. I don't know how many Hispanic callers we have on the line. I don't know if anybody, a black caller or a white caller or anybody wants to answer that. But 646-2059 is the last four. I'm sorry, no, we already got that person. Okay, well, we're going to go way out here. I got a 347 on the line. I don't know what area code that is. 17-something-something. Caller, you on the line. I hope you want to talk. Three-four-seven caller, you're on the line. Who's this? Okay, maybe they didn't want to talk because it looked like we lost the signal here. Folks, if you don't want to talk and I click on you, don't worry about it. Just don't say nothing. I'll keep skipping, but for God's sakes, don't hang up. because it looks like we're having a pretty good show. Everybody, it's all love right now. Nobody taking offense to anybody, and everything is going good. So, if you don't want to talk, you don't want to talk. It's no. You know, I take no offense to that. You know, you probably don't want to rough up no feathers. We're gonna go to the email. Let's check the email. Email. Checking the email. Going to the email. Let's see what we got here, folks. While we're waiting on the email, we are KIRP Radio Show, calling live from Burlington, North Carolina, and 560 AM, Washington, D.C., 103.1 in the Triad and North Kakalaki. For y'all don't know, that's North Carolina. 619-638-8559 is the call letters. Is the phone number, I'm sorry, not the call letters, it's the phone number. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on the World Wide Web. You can catch us on the web at www.kirpradioshow.com. You can also catch us on Twitter at symbol KIRP Radio Show, and on Facebook is facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Folks, we got some nasty emails here, man. I don't even know. I'm looking at some of these things, and it's some very disrespectful emails that are coming across. And being that I am who I am, I'm not going to read off these emails. I'm going to scratch that. We're going to skip this segment, and we're going to move right along because, personally, some of this stuff isn't called for. See, okay, let me say this. Folks, this is why I have a show about things like this. This is why I choose the topics that I choose. This is why I talk about the issues that I talk about, and I allow people to express, fully express. I don't cut you off like some of the other morning shows do, or some of the evening shows, or the afternoon shows, or the night shows. They cut you off when you don't agree. I have been that caller. I've been an avid caller of some shows, and when I call in and I express my feelings towards those shows, guess what? You get cut off when you know more than what the host knows, or you're bringing the pain. So we don't do that. But one thing I won't do, I will not read an email that straight up disrespects any person or any caller or any human being that calls my show, or that's on my show or listening to my show, viewing it, however they're looking or listening or whatever goes down. I will not be the one. KRP Radio, WMMG 103.1, 619-638-8559. Going to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are you home for the holidays or looking for something to get into?
Well, let's party. DJ and Frank Kohler.
Party kings from Wide Awake Bar.
Added on B.
That's right, this time in Wide Awake on December 25th. Wilson, Rock City, G Vegas.
What about Goldsboro?
Don't do
this train called all the way from Wide Awake to. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I want to also invite you all to come out and party with me and my partner Franco on December 25th from 10 to 3 at Hills Restaurant located on Highway 301 in Wilson. It's going down major, very grown, very sexy.
KRP Radio Show, we are back on the line, going through some email, we're checking the Twitter, we're checking the Facebook, we're checking the blog, we're checking the website, and a lot of people have some interesting things to say. There are also some very extremely ridiculous things that a lot of people have to say. We got some people who just joined us not long ago. We got my man Evan Earl Lewis, LPT Production. He is on the line, giving a shout-out to Shallon Johnson. Giving a shout out to my man Corey, Kazman, Mangum. Shout out to you. Shout out to Brandy Ham. Also, another shout out to Pam Boston, who's an avid caller. Chrissy Worthy. Shout out to you. Nikki Miller. Shout out to you, baby. Janetta Pulley, who's also part of the staff. A.B. Barnes. Sean Williams. Shonda Morgan. Let's see. Shanice Lancaster. I guess that was our winner. Jamal Rowe. Miguel Thompson. Shout out to everybody who said what up on the page or who said they're on the line, or who let us know that they were listening. I really appreciate you guys calling. I appreciate everybody supporting. And I think it's real B.I.G. that you guys would take some time out of your life and say anything on this show, or would even listen. I also want to mention LPT Productions, LLC. LPT Productions is an independent film company that provides high-quality filming services dedicated to solving any film needs that you have. LPT Productions, LLC produces innovative documentaries along with powerful major motion pictures. LPT Productions was founded in 2007 by Mr. Edwin Lewis, president and CEO of LPT Productions, LLC Partners, and they get down with other production companies to help develop and produce products across a wide range of genres, including this current project, the Ike Atkinson documentary. That's something that they're working on right now, and they are on it. That's something that they're working on right now, and they are on it heavily. They're also working on a film called The P.O. So you folks out there who, all you actors out there, all you entertainers out there, whatever you are, make sure you give LPT a call and try to get your audition on, because they're looking for more actors. Right now they're running a series, and that series will be on, I'm not sure the network at this moment, I don't have it on my commercial roll, but make sure you contact LPT LLC, 805 Prince Road, out of Greensboro, North Carolina, 27455, and their number is 336-839-2236. You can contact them by email at contact@lptfilms.com. You can also contact their casting director, Mr. Philip Burgess. Shout out to Mr. Philip Burgess, who also starred in a couple of scenes and a couple of roles on The Wire. You guys remember The Wire? That was a hit show for a good while. Still one of my favorite shows. I wish they took it to the big screen like The Sopranos did, but that's a whole nother gripe that I have. But anyway, shout out to Mr. Philip Burgess, and his email is Philip. Let me spell it, folks. PHILLIP.Burgess, BURGUESS, at LPTfilms.com. Make sure you contact these folks and try to get your audition on. You can get on, do the show, the PO. Maybe you can get in the Ike Atkinson documentary. I don't know what you want to do or what you plan to do, but here's an opportunity for you. Do not let it pass up, folks. Do not let it pass up. One thing that I will always do is bring opportunities online for you all to help improve your social life, your acting career, or whatever you have going on. But that's just something that I feel like doing, and I feel like that's giving back in its own way. KRRP Radio Show, 619-638-8559. We were talking about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill that President Obama just recently it was voted on and approved for, but that will pass tomorrow morning once the president signs it on his desk early in the a.m. in the morning. And the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill is basically a bill that allows gay and lesbian soldiers to come to the forefront and speak about or let it be known publicly that, hey, I'm a soldier, and I fight this country just like you do, but I'm gay. I'll say, and I'm gay. I guess there's not really a but in that. And I'm gay, and if you got a problem with it, that's too bad. So this is where we are. The Washington Post had this to say, and I'll read a little bit of it so you guys can really understand what's going on, because I've been skipping through it, and I really didn't explain what was going on with this. So here's a quote from George Chauncey, a professor who studied gay and lesbian history at Yale. He says, "I understand why gay activists are celebrating the end of the military ban," said Professor Chauncey. He also said, "But let's note that it took 17 years to overcome Don't Ask, Don't Tell, despite the fact that majority of Americans have supported repeal for some time." He also said that's not a sign of gay political power, but of continuing gay political weakness, Chauncey said. Here's some of the facts, folks. On Saturday, the Senate voted 65-31 to approve the bill repealing the policy. Since the bill had already been approved by the House, it now goes to President Obama for his signature, allowing him to deliver on an explicit campaign and a promise to gay supporters. The day was a milestone, not just for the vote, but also for the tone of its debate. When President Bill Clinton, who's also a Democratic president, who first proposed allowing the gays to serve openly in 1993, some congressional opponents feared that gay service members would be unwelcome and would even be sort of sexual predators, to quote the Washington Post. Senator Strom Thurmond said some years ago, your lifestyle is not normal. That's a quote from Senator Strom Thurmond from South Carolina. If you guys don't remember, last week we had Senator Thurmond on Resurrected from the Dead, and he said your lifestyle is not normal. He was saying that to gay, any gay person alive, I guess. Senator Strom Thurmond was one of the guys who was very vocal about how he felt about race. He was also very vocal about how he felt about gays, about blacks, or anybody that was non-white or any mix of the two. He really didn't feel good about that, and he wasn't afraid to let that be known to the general public. So there's a lot of different feelings about the don't ask, don't tell. All I can tell you is that President Obama sent out a letter, and it was going to everybody of the Democratic National Party. And being that I'm still a registered Democrat, even though I don't agree with a lot of the things that the Democratic Party does in today's time, I was privy to receive that letter. So shortly, I'm going to read my rebuttal in a letter that I read, that I wrote to the president, and that I'm going to send out to a lot of bloggers. I'm going to send it to the RNC, the DNC, and I really want people to comment, and I don't want them to take it out of context, and that's the point of me actually reading this letter on the show. And I know a lot of my callers, they aren't political, but guess what? If you keep listening to this show, we're going to give away a lot of things, first of all. We're going to give you a chance to speak your piece about what you believe, for right or wrong. I don't care if you don't know anything about it. That's the whole point of calling this show, so you can understand and get used to it. Because there's a lot of political events that are going to happen. There are a lot of things that are on the table that a lot of you have no clue about. So we hope to educate you all. We hope to get you all up to speed so you'll know what's going on with the political aspect of the country. And you can realize that when they say this stuff on TV, you won't be so, you know, out, gone in the loop of things. You'll actually be in the swing of things. We're going to take another caller real quick, briefly. We got about 20 minutes. We're going to take another caller here. 336 area code. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to the 904. Let's see. We got 904 caller. You on the line. Who's this? Can't hear you, caller. We barely can hear you. All right, we're going to switch it up. Let's go to the 336. 9085, caller, you on the line. Who's this?
Lewis.
This is who again?
Edwin Lewis.
Mr. Lewis, how are you, sir?
What's up?
Man, I apologize. I couldn't get you. I don't have my call screener here, and there's so many numbers on this thing that I'm not recognizing who is who, so I'm trying to get to my local folks while I can. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, there's a lot going on. We're talking about this don't ask, don't tell. We're talking about how President Obama is doing thus far since he's been in the White House. And
but you know me, Pudgy, and you know that I got an economics degree, and, you know, I'm very opinionated when it comes to politics. So I'm just going to throw it on out there. First of all, don't ask, don't tell. I'm not, I don't agree with it, but I don't disagree. If that's your lifestyle, then you go do it. I don't want it in my face. You know, hey, life goes on. Right. That bill he passed, buddy, let's not even talk about economics and that. That is absolutely ludicrous. First of all, to make a deal with let me make sure this is abundantly clear. I am a registered Republican. And I don't have a problem with that 100%. I believe that, hey, you know me, man. You know, we just sat down at the table and talked about it. So we ain't reason to hide it, right? So
that's right.
Let's break it down. First of all, I'm what you call a core Republican. I'm not what you call what this Republican Party is today. That's bullcrap. But
right.
I am what you call a core Republican leader. I want less government, more free enterprise. I believe that the government's place is not to oversee every single little piece of detail that happens in the world. You need
Amen.
To let the states make their govern their own state as long as they stay within the Constitution of the United States. That's simple as it gets with me.
That is.
But this is, here's the challenge, man. We are already looking at a $13 trillion debt.
Trillion
right?
dollars.
You know,
that's right.
Trillion, you know, I mean, a whole lot of zeros. All right. Now, how do you make a deal that's going to continue Bush tax cuts, which were put into place with the premise of increasing entrepreneurship in America,
right?
Which it did not do.
Right.
Let's make it real clear here. If we go back, let's go way back. Let's go back to the Clinton era. Let's start in 1992 when Clinton signed this little thing called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Let's go back to there, okay? Now, mm-hmm. people would say NAFTA at this point, now that they've had to live it, they know that that was a dumb piece of policy to be put in place.
Absolutely.
But look, NAFTA is nothing. That thing that came in after that called GATT, Global Agreement on Trades and Tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to do a very simple thing. I want you to pick up your – get on your computer, and I want you to look up the import-export deficits from 1992 to now. And I'll give you some numbers. In 1992, our import-export deficit was right about $152 billion a year.
That's right.
$152 billion a year. Now, last year – that deficit was $628 billion a year for the year last year. Now, what was the thing that changed? We had NAFTA and GATT. Now, if you want to increase companies being able to operate in the United States, very simple thing you do, start producing in this country. You want to talk about the unemployment. Why is there unemployment? Basic economics teaches you. Every time you buy a product that's made in another country, you take away a job in America, period. That's
point
not,
blank. That's right.
That's not rocket science, people. That's not rocket science. And think about it for a second. If I gave everybody $1 billion, well, let's not everybody. Let's just say we had, you know, 10 countries, and each country had a very small number, $1 million in each country. But we had one country that didn't produce anything. Now, this year, where is that country going to get everything it needs? To buy it from somebody else. So let's just say that the budget for the year is, you know, $200,000. Well, the first year you spent $200,000. You're not getting any money back because you're not producing anything to sell to anybody else.
That's right, in your own country, sure.
That's right. So all you're doing is trading dollars with people in your country and buying from somebody else. So at the end of the year, when you get ready to get in your products for the next year, what do? You got to go back and buy from somebody else again.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't rocket science. At the end of, you know, in looking at these very small arbitrary numbers, in 5 years, you're flat ass broke. Excuse my French, I'm sorry. We're on the air, can't be doing that. Okay, so you're broke after 5 years. Now
which is where we
do?
Are today. Which is
and that's what I'm
where we already
to.
Are.
So now what do we do? So what do we do now? We go to China and we borrow a few $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what we did. We go to China, we borrow more money. Now
right.
we start paying. We borrow the money from China, and then what do? We buy every darn thing we can from China. So at the end of next year, we still don't have no money in the country. So
they
what do we got to do? We got to go borrow some more money. You know,
yeah.
this is. You know, if you really think about it, one thing good, unemployment. Yes, should extend that. We absolutely should have extended the unemployment benefits. No way you could just cut these people off and leave them with absolutely nothing and expect anything good in this country.
Right.
I don't
know. Not with the jobless rate at 10%. They dropped the ball on creating more jobs.
Let me tell you something. You're not at the bottom yet. Listen, what have you seen in the history of this country where corporate profits are up and unemployment is up at the same time? You can't do that. Think about it for a second. How are corporate profits going up? Look at the stock market. Stock market has made great gains over the last few days. Great gains.
Sure, that's right.
How can you have the market going up and unemployment going up at the same time? People, it is a recipe for true disaster. We could very easily go into a Great Depression. That's how bad this country has been governed for many, many years. You know,
well, do you believe that we're there? Frankly, Edwin, I think, And we're on the line with Edwin Lewis, CEO and founder of LPT Productions. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Out of North Carolina. And
yes.
We're talking about President Obama's job thus far, the don't ask, don't tell, and we're talking about unemployment. And right now we're discussing where the money's going and how will it get back, if ever. Edwin, personally, I believe that we have already hit the equivalent of a Great Depression in today's times.
For what our society or the people in modern times have actually experienced, well, yeah, I guess we could say that. But what we are really in is a double dip recession, which could very easily become a depression if you look at the real facts. The definition of a recession is that you have two consecutive quarters which you went down. And
we've done
that for way, way more than the actual textbook definition. But
that's right.
But here's the thing. If you really want to fix America, this is very simple to do. We, the people of this country, actually control it. All you have to do is look at the labels. When you walk into the store, look at the label. I do it. And I know that the times are hard and you don't want to spend more money. If you pick up this product that's made in China and you pick up one made in America, and the price difference is significant many times, I'll buy the American good. Because if we don't start reinvesting in our own country, then we're screwed. There's no way around it. Walmart is not the
Mecca.
It's not the help of America. I mean, believe me, if Walmart has put more companies out of business than I care to talk about. But,
yes,
you know,
they
that's
are.
A whole other subject we can do another day. But the fact is,
Mr. Lewis,
real
quick, yeah. I don't mean to interrupt you, but we don't use that Walmart name on this show at all.
Man, I love you. God knows, man. I knew you. Hey, beer's on me next time. Buddy, you. Woo! I love it. We've got to be smart about our business. We've got to start looking for ways to create businesses that will manufacture or produce a product here in this country. We've got to get people back to work in this country. The only way to do that is entrepreneurship. Now, the Bush era, man, you know what? Bush was an idiot. And I'm a Republican. I'll say it flat out, man. You know, if he's standing in front of me right now and ask the man, what the heck was he thinking? Now, he did some really stupid stuff. But look, how did the door get open? Clinton opened the door. Clinton put a crack in the door, and Bush ran all the way through it with all his cronies.
Sure
I mean,
did.
It's just, you know, he gave these tax breaks to companies to go offshore to make to produce a product. As long as they went to a third world country, then they got a tax break.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck kind of crap is that?
That's you're a buddy-buddy system.
No, it's worse than a buddy-buddy system. Because what you're saying is, you're standing right there in my face and telling me, screw you, you're an American, I don't give a darn about you, but you're the president of the United States.
Well, hell, I think he also proved that to us on an economic level to those of us who were on game. But he proved it again when he rolled over people that were affected by Hurricane Katrina in his plane, and those people didn't have any damn drinking water in the United States. You mean to tell me, and I know this is a whole other topic, man, but I feel some sort of way when you bring that Bush name up. You mean to tell me we can build bridges, we can wipe out countries, we have submarines that can stay underwater for up to a year or better, but we couldn't find a way to get those people some damn water in the United States? Are you kidding me? And you're the president? You're the president of the United States?
Okay, so you're talking about the down in Louisiana area.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You said it. That's a whole other subject.
That is
and
a whole other
subject. It's kind of bruising, and you know. Man, you know what? You need to pick that as a subject in a future show, and I'm going to call in, and we're going to have some fun with it. But
absolutely.
You know,
I know several people that were affected.
Yeah, you know, economically, this country has screwed itself. And the people, you know, first of all, you know what? Why do we have somebody sitting in office for 30 years? What's the purpose of that? Why do we let
talk
why
about
do
the Senate.
Somebody in? Yeah, I mean, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Congress and the Senate. Why do we vote this person back in and back in and back in for 30 years at a time? Do you realize that they get a pension? They work for They stay in the Senate for 4 years, they got a pension for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Rest of their lives, they get a paycheck. You know, if you work 4 years on a job, you know what you got? Go find another job.
Yeah.
Or something. But you don't get to go home
maybe
and
retire. Maybe you'll raise. Nah, maybe
you know?
You'll raise.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. And in these times, maybe is a very, it's an unlikely raise these days. You know, we have got to wake up as a people, you know, and first of all, you know, I have, you know, with my partner, you know, Cotton, we have a show called YBETV, Young Black and Educated Television. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, it's all about empowering young African Americans to make sound choices through knowledge. You know, wake up. You know, let's. I'd like to see you do an economic show about that guy that goes out and buys that doggone, you know, $2,000 worth of rims to put on a $500 car and throws another, you know, $1,500 in the stereo in that car. You know, if you take that same money, you know, you take that you know, $4,000 and you go put it in the stock market on something that gave you a decent return, you know, when you're 18 years old, by the time you were 50, you can retire for life.
Yeah.
You know, if you really think about it. We, as, you know, and you know me, Pudgy, I don't have a problem with any race ever. You know, my
Not
best friend when I got married was white. You know, I don't care. But I happen to be of the black race. So, therefore, being an African-American, I want to see the African-American rise up to a level playing field.
Absolutely.
Well, economically, we are taught as kids to understand and manage money. We're not taught how to use credit to our advantage. You know, you can take this guy that goes out and buys a car on credit, he hasn't helped himself, not really. But a guy that goes out and takes that same money and borrows that money as a personal loan and uses it to invest in something that's going to create money, you can make money by borrowing money. But people, black people aren't taught that as children. You know, my kids will tell you really very quickly. They learn at a very early age. I mean, I'm talking, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade. I had actual contracts. I mean, I got an actual contract for
them.
Oh,
I know.
yeah, you know. Hey, look, their contract, if they left their light on in their room, well, that was deducted from their allowance. I didn't deduct it. That's the funny thing. I charged them for it. So they left it on that for that time, that's 50 cents. They leave it on again, that's a dollar. I didn't take it out. I gave them their money on Friday. They had to pay me by Tuesday. If they didn't pay me by Tuesday, they got charged interest. You know, that's teaching a child. Hey, man, you laugh about it. That's teaching that child how to manage his money or to manage the resource that he's got. And, you know, if you take his, like their lunch money and their allowance was tied together. I didn't, you know, go to school and give the lunch money so that they could just go to school and eat lunch every day. No, I gave them their money on Friday, and they had to manage that money for 2 weeks. So if they ran short, it's their fault, and you suffer the consequences of it. You get to eat when you get home. You know, they learn to save their money and how to manage their money. Black people in general don't teach their children how to do that.
That's something I think we need to work on. And Evan, we're running out of time. We got 3 minutes left before the close of the show. I want to say thank you so much, brother, for coming out, dropping some knowledge on these folks. And I hope some people had some pens and pads ready. If you did not, you'll be able to hear the show all week long. You can call back in after the show's over. You can log on www.krrpradioshow.com. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter. You know the rest. I got to get the call letters one more time. Hey, Edwin, I appreciate you calling, brother.
Hey, yeah, and look, tell them, call. I mean, send the email to cotton@lptfilms.com instead of Philip. Philip, he sends filters and stuff to Philip.
All right, that's cotton@lptfilms.com. You guys hear that?
That's it. All right, bud. Take care, man.
So, folks, it's been beautiful, it's been wonderful, and we are out the door, KRP Radio. I am keeping it real with Pudgy. One love.
Are you home for the holidays or looking for something to get into? Real. Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, let's throw your hands.